Second Samuel chapter 7, verse what? 28. 2 Samuel verse chapter 7, verse 28. Look what he says here. See, these are just a few scriptures on the integrity of the Word of God, of God, who God is. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God. Thou art what God? That God. And thy word is, thy word be true. Thou hast what? Promised this goodness unto thy servants. See, God promised, if he did that for his covenant people, Israel, under the lesser covenant, how much more would he do for his own blood-bought, Holy Ghost-filled, five baptized, sons and daughters of the living God? How much more? Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, he has given us instruction what to do and what we need to do and major on following his instruction. Because your flesh is going to fight you until you get it, in its proper place. And the Bible tells you what to do with the crucified. Amen. And he tells you what to do with your mind, and your mind going to always want to argue with what the word said. Because let's see what happened. Your mind can't go beyond this natural realm. And it's always want to tell you what to do. And it cannot make a decision in the realm of the spirit because it can't even see into it. You understand what I mean? Only you can see into that realm is by faith. And if you try to reason God out, well, and God said, go give that person $200. Well, let me see. Let me see. See, your mind trying to reason out. All you got to do is just go do it. He already got you covered. But you're going to reason out there, you know, well, I don't know if I ought to do that much. You may ought to up it. Then he'll shut up because he don't want nobody that's blessed to get something. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this one. Romans chapter 3. Give me verse 3 and 4. Because I want to get to this. Romans chapter 3. He said, for what if some did not believe? For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Huh? We have people don't believe in healing, don't believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost, don't want you to talk about it, don't believe in living right, don't believe in loving your neighbor, don't believe in that. Well, what it's some that because they don't believe that change what is true? God forbid. Huh? God what? God forbid. Yea, let God be true. God said it, so it's true. Let God be true, but every man a what? A liar, as it is written, that thou mightest rather be justified in thy, oh Lord, here we go. Thou mightest be what? Justified where? In thy sayings, when your flesh is disagreeing, when your mind is disagreeing, when other folks around you are disagreeing, when the bills or whatever that is in disagreement with you, you may be justified in your sayings. My needs are met. I'm strong in the Lord. I hold fast to the confession of my faith. I will come by the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. I may be justified in my saying. And so if I was if I hold fast to saying the same thing that he's saying, then I will be justified in my saying, and then I will overcome when I am judged. You judge me, he don't know what he's talking about. But I will overcome, you see. You will see you got everything God said in spite of all the disagreement, all the competition, all the other stuff that was telling you this is not true. This is what he's saying. Stay with truth. When you judge, say you don't know what you're talking about. Look at that nut out there. Healing. I know what they're going through. Talking about he's gonna bring $1,000 in. He said, now why you had to go there? I don't know. It just came up. But see, God's word is true. Did he speak that? Hallelujah. Did he say it? If he said it, then you hold fast to what he said and hold fast to it. And when people, situation, whatever, judge you, you overcome. You stand there when they all their lies are piled up in a heap. You'll be standing there in victory lane, rejoicing and singing and dancing. Hallelujah. 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 This is what God said in Psalm 89. Psalm 89 and verse 35. This is, if y'all can put this in the New King James, be wonderful. Psalm 89 and verse 35. He said, once I've sworn in my holiness, once I have sworn, by my holiness, I will not lie to David. See, David, God, Abraham started this. God and Abraham entered into a covenant. David was a covenant man. And so David understood covenant. So he said, once I've sworn by my holiness, I'll not lie to David. Okay, his seed shall endure forever. I want to point something out here. His seed shall do what? Endure for how long? And his throne as the what? The sun before me.